with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Inflation edged up last month. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Consumer prices accelerated in June to their highest level in 4 months, rising 2.7% from a year earlier and 0.3% from May. That's according to the latest Labor Department report. Core inflation increased 2.9%. Except for new and used vehicles, prices were up across the board, led by housing, food, energy, and medical services. Coffee and beef were more expensive, but one bright note, the price of eggs was down 7.2%. Jennifer King, Washington.
A veteran megachurch pastor and syndicated radio Bible teacher has passed away.
Radio Bible teacher and author Dr. John MacArthur has died. He was 86 years old. Dr. MacArthur was senior pastor at Grace Community Church in Sun Valley, California since 1969. Dr. MacArthur was also the featured speaker on his popular syndicated radio Bible teaching program, Grace to You. Dr. MacArthur was one of evangelicalism's most influential pastors for decades.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting, Dr. MacArthur is survived by his wife Patricia, four adult children, and their families. A federal grand jury has indicted the man accused of fatally shooting a prominent Minnesota state representative and her husband and seriously wounding a state senator and his wife. The indictment handed up Tuesday lists murder, stalking, and firearms charges against Vance Bolter. The murder counts and the deaths of former House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband could carry the federal death penalty. The chief federal prosecutor for Minnesota has called the killings a political assassination. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 436 points. The NASDAQ rose 37. This is SRN News. Pro-abortion forces mount a challenge in Idaho.
They are gathering signatures in an effort to put before voters an amendment to the state constitution that would enshrine abortion. It's worked in several states, and now the campaign has come to Idaho. Most abortions are illegal in the state, and 2 years ago, the Idaho Supreme Court upheld all pro-life laws. The pro-abortion advocates will need to collect a little over 70,000 signatures of registered voters to get the amendment on the ballot. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As Texas tries to recover from deadly flooding, an army of Christian relief agencies are on the ground offering help. The Salvation Army has a large presence in the stricken regions, as does Samaritan's Purse. The Southern Baptist Convention is sending aid, along with Texans on Mission and Convoy of Hope. At this point, most of the agencies are serving meals and providing necessities to people whose homes have been destroyed by the floods. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks fell after an update on inflation hurt Wall Street's hopes of lower interest rates. The S&P 500 fell 0.4%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 1%. Stocks felt pressure from a report showing inflation in the U.S. accelerated to 2.7% last month from 2.4% in May. That could help the Federal Reserve from cutting interest rates. Tech stocks were more resilient thanks to a strong gain for NVIDIA. It and other tech stocks helped drive the NASDAQ composite 0.2% higher to yet another record. The Dow was down 436 points. To finish at 44,023. The NASDAQ gained 37 to 20,677. The S&P 500 dropped 24 to 6,243. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.